She was not Kara. When she finally was able to give birth, it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did it. Vayiftech Hasrachma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayiftech Hasrachma, Hashem had opened up her rechim. Mafteach Shotchias Amesim, how do we know? The Pasuk says, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem v'pischias kibrioseichem, that I am Hashem that will open up the kvaros. Means the be Tchias Amesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that does it. The Marov Army in Eretz Yisrael used to say there's a fourth key. Af mafteach shel panosim. The Indian of a person will have panosah. How much panosah you can have, that's also totally biyad Hashem. No, there's no shliach involved. The Yechsir, the Pasuk says, Poisech es yodechu mazbi l'chol chai rotzim. And the Kadosh Baruch himself is pasech es yodechum. Hashem opens up his hands and gives us panosah. It comes directly from Hashem. But the more Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloy kachoshiv lo, when Rabbi Yochanan said three keys, how come he didn't also say the Mafteach Panosam? And to Gemara, it's true, he included it. What's the union that Hashem gives us rain? That means we'll have a good year, a prosperous year, we'll have good food, there'll be a good Panosam. So in the Mafteach of Geshem is included Panosam. So to have a good season, that you'll have a good Panosam, that's only totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to daven to Hashem. Hashem is the one to give us a good Panosam. We have Lezer Oimer, Miyom Tov Rishon Shochag. So the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer says, when do we start saying Mashav Baruch Amar Dagoshim on the first day of Sukkot? Iboy Elihu, Reb Lezer, Mehechi Gor Malo. How does Reb Lezer know a Svorah, where is it going out from, that you should start saying Mashav Baruch on the first day of Sukkot? Milulav Gomer, one Svorah is learning out from the Lulav, we'll soon see why. So Grashi Milulav Gor Malo, She'edoyma Lulav, that Geshim is Doyma to Lulav. Why? Just like you can't have the four minim can't grow without water, without rain, then you have to have the dalad minim on Sukkot is also l'ratzois. Like we daven to Hashem with these, we do mitzvahs with these things that grow from the rain. Like to daven to Hashem, please give us rain. The Gemara Sukkot says, so the same thing, the world can't exist without water. So the Svarot learn out the Indian of saying water from the Lulav. We'll soon see what the Nafka Minar is. Oy min Nisach HaMayim Gomelo. Or else maybe learns it out on Sukkot. We have the special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. And it's the same Svarot. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din, a mishpat, if we'll have a lot of rain this year or not on Sukkot, so the Svarot do mitzvahs with the water, as if to show Hashem we're doing mitzvahs with the water, give us more water. So Nisach HaMayim is the Indian of Geshem getting more water. So if we want to pray for Mashav Baruch Hu, Marana Goshem, learn out from Nisach HaMayim. So we're going to like this. Milulav Gomelo, does Reb Lezer learn out from Lulav? So Melech, I'll be an Askamina like this. Ma Lulav V'yoyim. When do we start taking the Lulav only by daytime? Is Af Haskara V'yoyim. Hu Adin, the Haskara, when do you start saying Mashav Baruch Hu, Marana Goshem? Only Shachris. Yom Tif in the morning, the first day, Sukkot in the morning. But Mariv, the first Mariv, you wouldn't say Mashav Baruch Hu, Marana Goshem yet. Even though he says V'yoyim Rishon. But since he learns it out from Lulav, just like the mitzvah Lulav is only by Yom, not at night time, this Indian to say Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshem would only start Yom Tov Sukkot in the morning and not at night. Rashi says, Ma Lulav B'Yom, Shemaschilin Lito B'Yom Rishim, Af Haskara Nami B'Yom Kloimar, Sheinu Maskirim B'Layla. You don't mention it in Mariv, Yom Tov Rishim Ad Lamochi. You have to wait till the morning. Oiduma, maybe know, the Gemara says. Menisach HaMayim Gomelo, maybe Rav Lezlan got the Svara, just like you see there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, there's a Svara to start mentioning Geshem at the beginning of Sukkot. Now if the Svara, the limit is from Nisach HaMayim, Ma Nisach HaMayim, just like this special mitzvah to fetch the water, and you used to pour it for Shasta Kabonis. May Urta start even at night time, the Yom Ma we learned. The Pasuk says, U'minchosom v'niskayim, U'minchem v'niskayim, that what you pour the Yayim, with Ashna filo b'layla, you're allowed to make the Nisachim even at night time. So Nisach HaMayim could be done even at night time, means you could start fetching the water for Nisach HaMayim even at night time. Rashi says, Man Nisach HaMayim Meyurta. Could the Yashachon be Masech to Sukkah? Learn the Gemara. So Sukkah, Shemamalin HaKli Mayim Nisach HaMayim Balayla. If you want to Sukkot by night, the first night, so the beginning of Sukkot, you go down and fetch the water that you use tomorrow for the Nisach HaMayim. So if so, just like it starts at night, it's a Svarah, the Gemara says, Af Haskara Meyurta, who had been the first Mariv by Sukkot, right away she starts saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. So that's the Shaila. How does Reb Lezer know to say Mashav Ruach the first day Sukkot? So Tashma, come and bring your proof. The Yom Rabbi Yavua, Lo'alimda Rebeleza Eli Milulav. He says clearly, Rebeleza learns it out from the mitzvah of Lulav. So Mela the Chiyah to start saying Mashav Ruach is only Shachris in the morning, like a Lulav only starts in the morning, and not at night time. Ika the army, something like this. Rebbe Yavua Gomra Gormalor. He learned it out from the Gemara, he had a Kabbalah like that, to say that he learns it out from Lulav. Vika the army, some say no, Masnisa Shmile. He heard a Beferisha Mishnah, Rashi the Rebbe Lezer Gomra Lulav. He heard a Beferisha Mishnah like that, someplace that says clearly that Rebbe Lezer learned it out from Lulav. Not just on the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, but he had a Mishnah like that. For the Gemara Mahi, where's this Mishnah? The Tanya, this Braisa, the Tanya we learned later in Braisa, Me'ei Mosai Masirin Al Hagashamim. When do we start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim? Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Meshas Nitta Lulav. So a clear Braisa. Rebbe Lezer learns it out from the Mrs. Lulav, that just like Lulav starts the first day of Sukkis, who are then Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim starts the first day of Sukkis. And the Mela, when do you start saying it? Not by Mariv, but by the next morning, Shachris, that's the first time you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, according to Rebbe Lezer. We have Yeshua Raimah now, Mishas Hanachosai. You know when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, the seventh day of Sukkis, the day you put down the Lulav. Hanachosai when you put it down. In other words, the seventh day on Hashanah Rabbah, that's when you put down the Lulav, you finish with the Lulav. On Hashanah Rabbah, that's when you have to start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Shrashi Mishas Hanachosai. Miyom Shemavorchim Bay Bachroina, Dino Bishri. On Hashanah Rabbah, that's the day you have to start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Amar Rebbe Lezer, Lezer says, Hoyel v'yarba minim halolu, since these four minim, the Esri, the Lulav, Einam boim el l'ratzis alamayim, the whole reason why we take these minim on Sukkis is the pshat is that these things grow because of water, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see that we're doing mitzvahs with things that grow from water. So in order that Hashem should give us good rain, should be a good din, we'll have a lot of rain this year. Adazoi, ukeshem shabim minim halolu. Yef Shubhem Baloy Mayim, the same way these minim can't exist without water, Kach Yef Shulierlam Baloy Mayim, the same way the world cannot exist without water. Shrashi Kach Yeshomim, Ye Masker, Kol Ashona, Filum Yemay Sachama, Yemuritzi Ye Masker. Now this is Yav Yeshua Svara now Mishnah, that Yav Yeshua, this is Rav Lezer Svara, I mean, Rav Lezer. That Rav Lezer says you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Mar Nagoshim the first day of Sukkot. So the question was then, why the first day of Sukkot I had to Klolo? So he said, you know what I'm mentioning now? I'm just saying, giving a shvach to Hashem, that he's the one that brings down Geshem, and at the right time, he brings it down. So Gemara asked, if the Mishnah said, if so, say it all year. So he says, Enichnami. Rebbe Lezer says, you say it all year. Whenever you want to, it's a reshus, the whole year, you could say, Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Because it's this svara. He's saying, just like the world can't exist without Geshem, so the whole year round, it applies to say, this shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the chiyuv, when are you to start saying it? He holds the chiyuv first starts on Sukkis. Omer lo Rav Yeshua. Yeshua says back to him though, that v'haloi gishomim b'chag einu el asim klola. How could you start saying on the first day Sukkis? Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, it's a sim klola, it's a curse if it starts raining on the first day Sukkis. Like the Gemara Sukkis says, it's a mashal like you give the king a glass of water and he throws it back at you. That here we want to go into the sukkah to do the mitzvah and Hashem throws the glass back in our face and makes it rain and we have to go out of the sukkah. So it's a klola to have the rain on Sukkis. So how could you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim the first day Sukkis? Omer lo Rav Lezer, Lezer said, Afani lo yamati lishur elo lahaskir. I also didn't say we're begging for rain now. I'm only giving a shvach elo lahaskir just to mention, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He creates the water and He gives the water at the right time. And he brings a proof for this. The same way just like the second bracha Machaya Nesim, we talk about every day of Shemoneh Esrei, every day we say it. And Tchias HaMesim is only going to come eventually when Hashem makes Tchias HaMesim, not every single day. So how come we say it every single day? Ella, what do you have to say? That we're giving a shvach to Hashem that there's going to come a time when He's going to make the Tchias HaMesim. Is kach maskir and gvuras kishamim kol hashana. That's Rav Lezer svara that I say Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim the whole year if you want to. V'yeinu ela bizmanan. And really, it's only a shvach to Hashem that He's going to make it rain at its right time. Lefikach, therefore, according to Rav Lezer, in bo lahaskir kol hashana kula maskir. If you want to, you could say Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim the whole year round, according to Rav Lezer. Just the chiyuv to start saying starts on the beginning of Sukkis. But the whole year, if you want to, there's a reshus you're allowed to. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. We'll soon see what Rabbi Yeshua's svar is. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says a svar like this. Rabbi Yoimer, Oimer ani, misho shemavsik l'shailo, kach mavsik l'yachkor. No, the same word as Inyan to stop asking. We stop saying the same talamotor. When it becomes Pesach time, we stop asking for Gishomim. It's kach mavsik l'yachkira. That's what we pass in Allah Rosom. That Pesach time, we stop mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. We don't mention it the whole year round. We only say the Shvach at the time when it's possible, when the Zman of Geshem is. But when it's not a time of rain, we don't mention the Askara. We have Yehuda ben Meseir Reiner. Besheini b'chag humaskir. A new Shita. When do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim? The second day of Sukkot. We'll soon see why. We have Akiva Reiner b'shishi b'chag. Akiva says the sixth day you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. Besheishi humaskir. So Kisli have a lot of Shittas. Either the first day, the second day, the sixth day, the seventh day, or else the eighth day, the way we do it. We have Yehuda, Mishur, Mevishur, Waimer, Ho'ayvel, Lefnei, Ateva, Beyon, Tavachron. This is the way we do. Whoever goes down to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, Shel Chag, is the Achron, the one that Davin's Musif, Maskir. That's when we start saying, Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. Abba Harisha, and the one that Davin Shachris on Shemini Atzeres in the morning, Einer Maskir. He doesn't say, Mashav Ruach. The Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, when do we stop saying it? The Shliach Tzibur, the Davins on Pesach, is a Rishon Maskir. The one that Davin Shachris, he still mentions Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. For Achron Ein Maskir, the one that ends off and says, the one that Davin's Musif, then we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. See, these are different sheetahs. For the Gemara now, Shalpe Komo Le Reb Lezal Le Yeshua. Reb Lezal Chur is right. Reb Lezal says that you should mention Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim the whole year round, because it's a Shvach, it's a praise to Hashem. The same way we mention Tchiyas HaMeisim the whole year round, and so I praise to Hashem that at its right time will bring it. The same way we should mention Mashav Ruach the whole year round. So what's the Pshat in Reb Yeshua? Why is Reb Yeshua Lalacha? We say no, you only start at Shemini Atzeres, and on Pesach you have to stop. You're not allowed to mention it after Pesach. Why? Oh, Malach Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says back, no, there's no Raya what you just said. I understand what you said about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Maskir. You know what we mention every day of the year? Tekula Yoyma Zimnu. Because every single day is the time. How do you know? When is Tchiyas HaMeisim going to be? There's no set time. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. So every single day we say Mechaya Meisim, because maybe today the Mashiach will come. Maybe today there'll be a Tchiyas HaMeisim. So every single day it could be a Tchiyas HaMeisim. Therefore you mention every single day. Ela Gishomim, Mashenke in the rain, Koleimas, the Yassian, Zimnaili. Any time that it comes down throughout the whole year, is that called its right time? Is that a good time for it to rain? There are times when it's good for rain, but there are times when it's no good for rain. So you can't daven the whole year it should rain. It's not the time the whole year for it to rain. The Yotnam would have like this. Yotza Nisan, it became Nisan, at the end of Chodesh Nisan. For Yodu Gishomim, and at that time it started to rain, Simin Kololahim. It rules the crop then. That's the time when you start planting then. It's no good for the rain then. The rain will rule the whole crop. So you see, at the end of Nisan, it starts raining. It's no good. It's not this man. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Haloi Kitzir Chitim Ayim. Okay, now's the time to cut down the Chitim. And if it rains, then you can't cut it down. It's good to cut it down when it's dry. So there's a time when it's no good for rain. So since the end, after Pesach, it's no good for rain. Therefore, we have to stop mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim the way we do. When it's no good for rain, we don't mention Mashav Ruach Amar L'goshim. Now, before we had a Shita, we have Yehuda ben Meseri Reim Mevesheini B'chag U'maskir. You start saying Mashav Ruach the second day of Sukkot. For the Gemara, my time there, Yehuda ben Meseri. How come punk the second day you start saying? What's great about the second day? The Tanya will learn like this. We have Yehuda ben Meseri Reim. Nemar Basheini Uneskehim. It says in the Torah, by the second day of Sukkot Uneskehim. V'nemar Bashishi Uneskeho. An extra hey. Hey, the first one's an extra mem. Joshua said in Nesrocheho. It says an extra mem. Here it says an extra hey. V'nemar Bashvi Kimishpotom, an extra mem. So we say, Harei Mem Yud Mem. There's an extra mem in Uneskehim. There's an extra hey in Uneskeho. There's an extra mem in Kimishpotom, which means Mayim. Hareka Mayim. Here is a word of Mayim, an extra word Mayim. Mikan Remes, here there's a Remes from the Torah, the Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. There's such an Indian that on Sukkot she has to bring a special Nisach HaMayim. The Shasta brought the Kabonis. Usually by the Tomer HaShachar, you only poured Yayin. On Sukkot there's a mitzvah not only to pour Yayin, but to pour water also. And this is the Asmachtas from these Sukkim to say in the Torah, you have to have Nisach HaMayim. So now, Maishna b'shena dinoket, how come he says start doing it the second day? The chiremiza lo b'krua b'shena hilremiza. But this posse that it says over this kehem, the first extra men, says on the second day of Sukkot. So on the second day of Sukkot, the Torah starts mentioning in Yom Nisach HaMayim, that's when we start saying Mashav Ruach Mar Midrabonin, that's when we start mentioning Mashav Ruach also. Hilkach, therefore, Vashayni Matkirinan, on the second day, we mention it.
All right, turn over.
Rabbi Akiva wanted to be shishi b'chag humasker. Rabbi Akiva sheet is no. You start mentioning on the sixth day of Sukkot. Why? Shenema b'shishi neskeho. Because the extra hay says b'yem shishi. Now b'sheni nisu uneskeho. B'sheni b'shnei nisuchim akosim medaber. It says neskeho a lashon rabim like two type of nisuchim akosim medaber. Echod nisach hamayim v'echod nisach hayayim. So therefore, since the remez for Nisach HaMayim is B'yom HaShishi, therefore on Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sukkot, that's why Midrash Rabbani starts saying Mashav HaMar Lagoshim. For the Gemara V'yemer Tavayu Dechamra, maybe you have to do two times Nisach of Yain. How do you know it's Mayim also? Maybe both are only wine. So we'll look at you to them to say, the Yom HaRemiza Maya. He's also asking there's a remez of Mayim of Niskehem, of the extra Mem, the extra Yud.